So he rinsed the dishes and wiped them.
Now, what's a piece of cloth you wash the dishes with? What do you call that?
Well, toweling, or, you know, we use toweling for wiping hands and also for dishwashing, too. There isn't a great deal of difference in the texture.
But, I mean, what do you call it? I'd say handy.
Dish towel.
That's what you wipe them with?
Yeah.
What do you wash them with?
Well, dish rag.
And you want water, you turn on the
faucet.
And if you have a barrel of cider, you turn on the
spigot.
And if you want to water the lawn, you hook the hose up outside to the
hydrant.
If you have some liquid and want to pour it in a bottle with a narrow opening, you better get a
funnel.
If you want the horses to go faster, you hit them with use your
buggy whip.
You go to the grocery store and buy some groceries. The man will put your groceries in a
bag.
If you buy 50 pounds of flour, it would be have to be in a cloth
sack.
And if you bought 100 pounds of potatoes, it would be in a
bag.
Potato bag. Potato bag?
Yeah.
That would be made out
gunny
of...
Gunny sack.
If you had a lot of cider, it would probably be in a big wooden...
cider barrel.
And the metal things that go around the barrel are the...
hoops.
Now, if you had about this much wood, you'd say that's quite a...
load. An armful.
Armful of wood. You ever call it a turn of wood?
Huh?
A turn? Would you ever say it's a turn of wood? No. Okay. If you had a wagon load, not a load of wood in a wagon, but part of a load, it's only about half full. You'd say that's just a...
part of a load.
You wouldn't say jag?
Yeah, but not small load.
Jag would be very small?
Well, I don't know. I don't know where you get that word jag.
What'd you use it? That's the question. Almost everybody does, that I thought.
I know.
You don't use it.
Okay. Put it down.
If you use it,
it can be used, yeah.
Part of a load might be, you might say
yeah,
that first.
Jag of wood. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know where they got that word.
I don't either. Everybody uses it, though.
Yeah.
Now, the lady hangs up the clothes, and then she goes out and takes them down. She carries them in a
basket.
Now, if you bought a large quantity of nails, you'd buy them in a wooden
keg.
And musical instruments you blow on?
Mouth organ.
And the kind that you...
harp. Juice harp.
And if you had a bottle and had liquid in it and didn't want the liquid to come out, you put a
cork.
And suppose it's made out of glass.
Rubber.
And what if it's made out of rubber?
That's the answer, the same thing, I think.
The stopper? And if you have a nail, you hit it with a
hammer.
Had a lady tell me she'd hit it with a shoe.
With a shoe. I guess it
didn't hit very hard. Now, on a wagon, they had different things on the front that they hooked the horses up to. Suppose you had a one-horse rig. What would be the things on the front of the wagon?
Oh, shafts.
And that would be on a buggy, too?
Yeah.
Are they the outside poles?
Yeah.